Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, this is Instant Reaction here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, one that was way too close for anybody's comfort today. Iowa State defeats Northern Iowa 16-10. Before we get going, I want to thank all of our great sponsors that make everything we do here at Cyclone Fanatic possible. Carl Chevrolet has been the sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Instant Reaction Podcast for years. God love them. They stick with us, and we appreciate that. All your car needs, check them out at The Rock. Also, Carl Chevrolet Stewart. Also, a shout-out to Doctors Warmy and Greenwald. You hear them every Thursday night and pregame with us from the McFarland Clinic Orthopedic Surgery Surgeons up in Ames. They are the doctors who work on the Cyclones. Great friends and great supporters of what we do here at Cyclone Fanatic. All right, let's get to it. Iowa State survives this one against Northern Iowa. And I'm just like all of you, just downright relieved after that one. It's funny, these Northern Iowa games are always, they're very predictable, that the Panthers are always going to grind it out and make you super uncomfortable. And yet we, at least I do, I continue to think Iowa State will, this will be the year where they blow them out. And it never seems to be. Another unexplainable thing is this slow start deal for Iowa State. All of that is stuff that you watch in the next couple of days in the film room and you figure out. I don't know. I think that Iowa State has a lot to figure out on its offensive line right now. I'm not completely discouraged. We've seen that group. I mean, just look at last year's opener from game one to game two. We've seen that group. That group will be fine. I really do think so. But it's got a big challenge coming up next week from the Iowa Hawkeyes, who boat raced Indiana today. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Defensively, Iowa State, I mean, it was the Bloom and I talk about the Campbell, the Anaconda deal where you just suffocate your opponent. And that's really what I felt he was doing in the second half when Matt Campbell decided to punt on fourth and inches midfield. Did another one where he kicked the field goal to go up 16-10 as opposed to going for a touchdown on fourth and three on the 3-yard line, fourth and goal, that is. And that's because he trusted his defense. And he was basically telling Northern Iowa, I don't think that you can drive the length of the field and score a touchdown on us. And he was right. And it did feel that way. Nobody in the stadium felt comfortable at that point. But that's what was going through Campbell's mind. Those of you who study and watch Matt Campbell football, you guys, you're very aware. This is how it rolls, and it's very uncomfortable, and it's not aesthetically pleasing all the time. But that was what he was banking on. Don't screw up. Get out of here with a win. Before I get to some specifics as far as statistics go from today, let's talk about the setup for next week's Cy-Hawk game. Iowa, I don't even know what the final score was, but again, they killed Indiana today. And I don't actually – it was 34-6. I don't actually hate the way this sets up for Iowa State because we know Iowa State has a good team, right? Like, this is not a – we don't question at this point, like, the amount of talent and coaching and all that stuff with Iowa State, but they clearly have things to figure out today. And Matt Campbell's going to have their attention. There's zero doubts about that going into next week. Now, Kirk Ferentz is a hell of a football coach, a guy I have a lot of respect for, but they were not tested today. And it is interesting to see how that plays up with the Cy-Hawk game. Instead of Iowa State winning this thing by 40, which, by the way, I would greatly have preferred, Iowa State just gets out of here and the talk is going to be lower, even by the fan base. Not that that matters to the players, but you're absolutely going to have everybody's attention when they come in tomorrow to watch film after only beating Northern Iowa by 6 and you were a 31-point favorite in Las Vegas. A lot of people in this state made a lot of money today when they were betting on Northern Iowa to cover that spread just based off of history in this series. We'll get to some more of the specifics with the actual football. Let's real quick, I want to thank my friends at Authentic Brands. I love Authentic Brands. They always send me some of their gear. And they're by TCB Companies, which is an official outfitter of iHeartRadio and Learfield. Outfit your life in authentic brand gear and give your personal and professional image a boost. AuthenticBrand.com. Let's start with the positives today, which was obviously the defense. I actually give Northern Iowa some credit. They made some nice adjustments after the first couple of series where Iowa State was all over them. Will McDonald, he wasn't touched there for a while. It was Orion Vance early on in that football game were just absolute madmen. And Northern Iowa did a good job of getting Will McElwain, who's, you know, a tough-as-nails quarterback kid I got a lot of respect for. Did a really good job of rolling him out, moved some things around, and it kind of took away from the pressure. But nonetheless, I mean, you look at this game, Iowa State only giving up 275 yards. Where's yards per play at? 4.6. That got a little bit skewed towards the end where Iowa State got into a bit of a prevent. You know, but it was a big play that Northern Iowa scored on that Iowa State actually had. McElwain. And he averted out of it, and that's the benefit of having a mobile quarterback. And he did a good job, made a big play, and the Panthers got up early in the first quarter, 7-0. But Iowa State really clamped down. You and I averaged only 1.7 yards per rush in this one. And you look at Mike Rose, played a fantastic game, 11 tackles. Hummel was great, 11 tackles. Ryan Vance goes down in the fourth quarter. We'll get an update on him. Hopefully, he did walk off under his own power, so it looked fine. Gary Vaughn came in and made a nice big play at the end to replace Vance, so that was good to see. You know, another positive, and then we'll get to the not-so-positive deal from today, which was the offense. Special teams was pretty good. That was the thing we were all watching for heading into this one, and we saw the Mevis kid kick it out of the end zone. Multiple touchbacks in this game. So that is a area of improvement from last year that will absolutely come into play, you know, when the Big 12 season kicks off here in about a month. And, of course, big game next week. It'll be a battle of two top 15 teams, Iowa and Iowa State, in the Cy-Hawk game. Offensively, let's go here. Man, okay, so Charlie Kohler didn't play. Ankle injury. Does sound like I was told on Wednesday it was 80-20, like he's like 80%, and they were going to check it out and wait till the game time. He was suited up. I was told he could have played if he had to. But that's a huge, you know, okay, Jared Russ had one reception for 19 yards. He's technically a fullback, but tight ends didn't catch a ball other than that today. And that's a huge part of Iowa State's offense is the tight end game. So, you know, that's a concern for me. Why? Like, where did that go? Is Kohler that much better than Chase Allen? No, he's pretty good. Chase Allen's pretty good, too. I think that's something to take a look at. Again, I think this started with the offensive line. It wasn't bad. I think Northern Iowa's got a really good defense. You know, I give them a lot of credit. They've got a good defense. But, you know, Brock was 21 of 26, so he made some pretty good decisions there. Breece Hall only averaged 3 yards per carry, which is, I don't want to say it's concerning, but you would like against an FCS team for your Heisman Trophy candidate running back to have more than 69 yards on an average of 3 yards per carry, right? And especially in a game where you're clearly trying to play some ball control. And Iowa State wasn't really able to just shove it down their throats. I thought in the second quarter that's what they were doing. I thought that, okay, they are – that's where this is going. They're trying to wear Northern Iowa down. This is going to pay off late in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and it didn't. And I give Northern Iowa some credit for that. But Iowa State just made, you know, little plays here and there that little mistakes that kept them from, you know, having an opportunity to blow this game open. But again, I thought I would see more from Iowa State. I really did. I think I picked them to win the game by right at 30 or something like that. So I was obviously having big time wrong read on this. But when you watch Northern Iowa's defense, Iowa State and able to, you know, be super efficient was going to have to be better with that offensive line, and they just weren't. And that'll be interesting to see. They weren't terrible. And they weren't bad. I give Northern Iowa a lot of credit. That's a good defense. We knew that they would have a good defense. But I thought Iowa State would just be able to line up, be very vanilla like they were today, but just be able to push them around and be able to bulldoze them and just be like, okay, you know what we're going to do, but we're going to run it down your throat and try and stop us. And that was wasn't the case. So you give Northern Iowa credit for that. They were able to step up, and take your best shot, and they did a really good job holding Iowa State to only 333 yards, but a very vanilla game plan today by the Cyclones, which I assume was by design, but man, lucky to get out of this one. I mean, I don't want to say lucky. That's not the right word. Never really felt like Iowa State was going to lose, but you were never comfortable that they were going to win either, if that makes sense. And anybody watching this football game who was cheering on the Cyclones, I know that you felt the same way. To the conclusion, I'm not panicked. Of course, I would have wanted more out of Iowa State in the season opener, but I trust the coaching staff. I mean, we've seen this. How many years now? You know, why does it keep happening? I don't know. I'm sure that they'd like to know that too, but they usually respond. We'll see if they do. 7 days from now, it'll be the Cy-Hawk game for 2021. Carl Chevrolet, the exclusive premier sponsor of the Instant Reaction podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Give a shout-out to our friends Drs. Warmy and Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic, orthopedic surgeons, and, of course, Authentic Brands. To look and feel my best, I reach for Authentic Brand gear. The style and comfort of Authentic Brand by TCB Companies delivers that boost of confidence to be my best. Outfit your life with Authentic Brand gear by TCB Companies. Don't just do it. Do it in Authentic Brand. All right, we're debuting the Fairway Player of the Game right now, and you can go to your Twitter feeds, Facebook page, the Cyclone Fanatic Facebook page, and you can vote, and we'll be giving away a $50 gift card to the person with the best correspondence, the best analysis in naming the Cyclone Player of the Game today, presented by our friends at Fairway. And I think we got to start on the defensive side of the football, right? Mike Rose will be a candidate. I think Jake Hummel deserves to be a candidate. Hasheem Young had some big stops and a big interception in that football game. I think he could be a candidate. Let's look on the offensive side of the ball and run through this thing real quick to see if there's anybody that probably is deserving. And I don't really think so. Maybe Xavier Hutchinson, 7 catches for 88 yards, but I'm not gonna go that route. Let's go for the player of the game, Mike Rose, Hummel. I think Will McDonald deserves to be in the mix. And, yeah, we'll go with Orion Vance because I think he was really, really, really effective in the early part of that football game. So there you go. Go and vote for that at Cyclone Fanatic Twitter, Cyclone Fanatic Facebook, the Fairway Player of the Game. Iowa State wins it 16-10 over Northern Iowa. And we'll have a lot more coverage for you. The Williams and Bloom Sunday Night Podcast coming up tomorrow. Meyer to Blythe, Jared Stansberry, and Jeff Woody was up here in the press box with me for the majority of the game. They'll have great analysis on football and random things coming up on Monday. Thanks for listening. And we'll be check out CycloneFanatic.com for complete coverage of the Cyclones. Appreciate y'all. Have a good one.